الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام ما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Vamos a esperar a los mentores. El hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the month of Ramadan, where he said, the two deeds of yours, two actions of yours, will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. Now you see, if an act of ours is being interceded by Rasulullah, by that actions, then how important that act is. And these two acts, one is fasting. You intercede to Allah Ta'ala and say, Allah Ta'ala, go Allah, this person has sacrificed the whole day, keeping away from eating and drinking, and keeping away from all lusts and desires. Whatever he desired for, he did not do those things. He kept away from those things. So, accept his forgiveness and accept his ibadah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that Allah will accept his ibadah. Just imagine Allah will accept his ibadah. I mean, imagine that you know our ibadah is not according to Allah's expectation. And if you look at how we are behaving in the month of Ramadan, yet with all that is deceived for us, no doubt forgive us and accept the ibadah. So it means this month that we must try at least to try our level best to do our acts as best as possible. When you know that we will get something very important, and this deed can take you away, and it's not something that is difficult. It's that everyone is doing that act, and it's not difficult to improve on that act, by keeping yourself away from all sins. The second, the Quran will intercede with all night of night, with all his kindness, all his comfort, he left all those things and he began to lead you. And not only lead you, he learned it and listened to you. So in other words, he is a Taraweeh. No one is there to stop him, just for him to come. If he doesn't want to come, he can't come. What is it that made him come? A man is working the whole day. He doesn't have the strength to go to the masjid, but he still goes to the strength of the masjid. And then not, he doesn't read two rakat and go away, he reads 20 rakat and go. And then when he goes home, they let me have a few minutes, let me read Quran also. Then we come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan, you know, they speak for him. The little bit time they have to open the Quran with you. Now these actions, you may be thinking it a very small act. But this act will send you to Jannah. If only Allah Ta'ala will receive this. So the Quran will say that the whole night, if you learn the whole night, you should read the Quran. You foregone his comfort and rest of it. Oh Allah, forgive him. And accept his father. Allah is one of the sin. This is what we have hope. If you do something the right way, you try a little bit to everything accordingly how he wants. You know, when you work for someone, you try a little bit to keep him happy, do all the things accordingly, but you still make a mistake, you overlook it. Why you try it? When the boss sees that a person works very hard, but he's making some mistakes, he'll overlook those mistakes because he's working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do any act of Allah according to how he has expected. Why he would not forgive us? Why do not accept? It's we are the ones that not allow Allah to accept. is how we are supposed to behave in this. So this is the fasting of the Quran, the one that will intercede. And if you really look at it, that these acts are so simple, that this only through these two acts show Allah Ta'ala can forgive a person and all his acts will be forgiven. Now, for this thing to get that quality into us, you have to look at how can you get that quality. The quality can only come into us and we realize what is important. One is the body and one is the soul. The body here is a sketch of self. If there is no soul, the body is no effect at all. You know, you begin to love the body, you're not loving the body, you're loving the soul. Because if the moment the person passes away, you don't want that body anymore, you will lose your wife too. Even if your wife too, you see the body dead, you don't want to see that body anymore. So what was the real contact with? The contact was not with the body, the contact with the soul. So the most important thing in the body is the soul. As long as the soul got there in the body, everything is alive. The moment the soul goes, everything goes. So the body, if a person works very hard to put his body right, beautify his body. But if he does not put his soul right, then all that one is doing is a waste of time. The person, no matter how good he is, he got good looks in him, he got everything else, but he got bad habits in him. No one wants to look at him too. A woman can, no matter how beautiful she is, but she's got bad habits, her husband don't see her. That beauty will not attract her. The quality that she has in her, that will attract. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us that our soul must be nursed all the time. And He given us this month of Ramadan, 30 days, not that Allah ta'ala to keep us away from eating and drinking, but to bring about that quality into us that nurse your soul for 30 days. To bring about that control in yourself. Because remember one thing, if a person got no control of his lust and desires, he will be worse than animal. So this month of Ramadan is for us to do the control in our lust and desires that we have in us. So that we not have full control of it, he does not control us. At the moment, if you're surprised, before I just came and received the phone call, not phone call, message. It was very shocking, you know, the father, the son is fasting, he's beating him up so much. And then he's writing there, I regret why I'm doing that. It's a very good way to say, regret after his stomach. You saw a person very badly, you saw him saying, I regret I did that thing there. What would that help you? You hit a person very badly, and then you say, I regret. So what regret are you looking for? Because you do not know that this month, at that moment, why did you beat him up? You say, now I wish I could do this, I could do that. You know, I say, your wish should go somewhere else. Why did you beat him up? Like another person came, I divorced my wife. He started there again. Not the first one, the second one, this is. Now you say, he divorced his wife, what can he do now? So this is what the people are doing. That this is what you call self-control. This control, that I'm asking you to teach you this. That's why they say when a person is fasting, and if someone interferes with you, you must tell him I'm fasting. To remind him, don't do what you're doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced a word about this fasting for us. So bring up the training in us, training. The training yourself. That's why they say the most biggest training is the nafs. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the best wrestler is not that person who put a person down. A wrestler is the best wrestler, that person who put himself down. That is based in all situations that he knows he's strong enough to overtake that person. But yet he becomes strong to make sure he won't be defeated. And your weakest person is your wife. Every person you ask yourself, the weakest is the wife, that you receive the target all the time. Whatever problem you have outside, you come inside and think, what she has done. That's why many times, sharing time, you know, or iftar time, the husband and wife, the wife is preparing everything for the husband. And when he comes home with it, what kind of face he comes, that she is staying eating tears and he's eating food. So what kind of way of fasting is he doing? What kind of fasting is that? And then you beat people up. That's why they say that the fasting is what ibadah that control, to bring about controlling yourself. How you must be controlled, you control your nafs, the nafs will not control you. At the moment the nafs is controlling you, that's why you become like that. The once you become controlled of a nafs, in the sense that if a person says anything to you, you are very prepared to control yourself. Anger is something, the worst thing today. The best person to heal, the anger comes quickly and goes away quickly. The best person is that person, the anger comes quickly and goes away quickly. And the worst for that person, anger comes quickly and goes away. And always remember, you get angry on those people who are weaker, they never stronger, they never stronger. And the reason for anger to come is because of pride and nothing else, pride. Why he spoke to me like that? Why did the father beat the child? Because the child spoke something to the father which the father not like. Or the child, whatever. Then you hit the wife, you beat the wife, and then you say sorry to her, and you could sleep with her too. But because she got nowhere to go, she got nowhere to go. And you even tell her, no, you can't go anywhere. What can you do? Where can you go? You give all that kind of stories to her, yet you see the whole day she sits in the kitchen and making good food for you. They say, you know, if the husband is not the wife, will be eating. So what I'm trying to say, we are fasting one side, keeping fast. But then we don't know how to live with people. At work all same thing, a man is working so hard the whole year, the month of Ramadan, overlook his shortcomings. They say Rasulullah says in the day of Manwanta Ramadan, suffer good people, he would work also. If you see he's working, work good in helping the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example to us, but we are no example at all. We want to take out the same amount of work. If you've got a servant at home, a worker too, it does not mean one overwork that person. One animal came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu and cried. He cried because the camel came. Nabi Karim cried, he was tearing. He said, why are you crying? He said, my boss is overloading me. Nabi Karim called that person, sir. See what he's doing. Are you overloading this child? And he's the one that brings about your sustenance for you. However, he's made tawbah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I will not do that again. Many people today did not know how to live with people, did not know love with people, did not know people who are working under it too. In the month of Ramadan, you must be soft to everyone. Inshallah, the barakat of Ramadan will come into your heart. That after Ramadan, you will be more softer. You'll overlook the shortcoming of others. So, more is this month, that control of the tongue is very, very important. That's why they say that four things is most difficult in one's life. Four things most difficult one has. To forgive a person kind of anger. To forgive a person a type of anger. Like that you can deal with a person with anger. To forgive a person a type of anger. Like a person working for you. This buzur was eating food. And the straight away that person struck hot food on his hand, got burnt. He only looked at his servant. But the servant said, account with me in Al-Qayyid. Account with me in Al-Qayyid. Hold on to yourself. Then the ayat. When I've been on in Nas, forgiveness. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. That person feed that person go. Anger is something which has caused so many people harm, which has caused people to do wrongs. It has hurt people to that extent that you know, no one, they say, you know, that the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And one person was a bad person, bad person. We have to look at the hadith and follow the hadith. He was a bad person. When he coming, he said, oh, Aisha is a bad person coming. But when he came to Nabi Karim, he was so kind to him. good to him. That she was surprised that he said he's a bad person, yet he was so kind to her and so good to him. So she said, yeah, so you say he's a bad person. He said, oh, I said, if he's bad, I must also be bad. If he's bad, I must also be bad. He said, listen for us. If we want to take a lesson, if you don't want to take a lesson, there's no answer for that. If you want to take a lesson, you can take a lesson every sunnah that Nabi Kareem to us. So in fasting, the few things are very important. Number one is to control your eyes at all times. Control your eyes at all times. It's very important. That's why they say what is outward fasting, what is inward fasting. The outward fasting is you keep away from food and eating and drinking properly. You're making sure you're keeping away from eating and drinking. But the inward fasting, which is most important with the soul, is that when your eyes, then you control your eyes. I'm sad to see that today that the eyes are controlled. Look at the fullness they see when your eyes get called from everyone. What must I tell you? That the, during the day that people are watching, that they'll be fasting at night, they look at the fullness in a cell phone. A cell phone, sorry. You think it's good to hear all that? Good to see that. So how do you spend your Ramadan? Where does the Nabi come in? If you are not sleeping, then you become the slave of your house. Like when you look at while you're walking out, you see a beautiful woman. What were you supposed to do? The first glance you can turn away, straight away. First you hold your back. That's what you're supposed to do. But if you do not do those things, what happens? You give your hand on a person, wrong person, you hit your hand, you hit someone with some hand, or you swear with someone. You swear someone, you use your hand, you kick someone. So this fasting is the ibadah of that kind, that brings about that control in you, that you don't have anyone to kick anyone, you don't swear anyone, you don't look at the wrong things anyone, everything you control it. That's why, you know, in the month of Ramadan, it is the first day of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Karim says that the doors of Jannah is open, the doors of Jahannam is closed. Those are Rahmat open. The Rahmat of Allah. In other words, everything now you're supposed to do is the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, not to do anything wrong. But if you do anything wrong, what happens then? Because it's now not Shaitan all dry tied up. Do not blame Shaitan for what your wrongs are doing. It's your own nafs that you do. Have you controlled yourself? You won't do those things. So at night you do that. And every day, you know, the police has cleaned that they tell every day at night. Keep away from the wrongs. The doors of Jahannam is closed. Do all of the good things, the doors of Rahmat of Rahmat Jannat. Reminding us, do not do anything wrong. Do not invite the wrath of Allah. Not invite the anger of Allah. Nearly find people are fasting, not fasting month of Ramadan. One Yahudi, a Jew is the enemy of a Muslim. A Jew is the enemy of a Muslim. But yet, one the month of Ramadan, Madinah to Munawwara. His son was fasting, you know, his son was eating in front of people fasting. He called him up and slapped him. He said, don't you respect the month of Ramadan for the Muslims? An enemy is respecting, but you find Muslims today are smoking openly today. They're not even giving fathers, and there's no shame. Al-Haya. Al-Haya is not part of Iman. Shame is part of Iman. Shame is part of it. There are women in head also, she must not eat. A woman in head also, she must not eat. Then we have to keep fast. Yet you not keep fast in front of people who eat and openly. So we do not have shame for our own sin. When our eyes will open the month of Ramadan, and remember one thing, today Ramadan, tomorrow you will not yet to. Today Ramadan, tomorrow not yet to. Tomorrow will not Ramadan. What will happen? Make good use of Ramadan. Ramadan is a great month, my dear friends. Musa alayhi salam and Nabi said, how nice is you in the month of Ramadan. This Ramadan is being only for the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You do not know Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. Forgive us. So many people who go to Jahannam, Allah forgive them all. Just imagine Allah forgive those people who go to Jahannam, all of the shaitan, it's a shame if that person started to go to Jahannam. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them under Ramadan, so many people were taken out of the prison of Jahannam, then he gets ashamed. Oh Allah, make us from those of them, unlimited bounties upon us. And then without any reckoning, must take us to Jannah. But all you need is dua. To make dua for Ramadan. Ramadan came. We do not know the value of Ramadan. People after Farz Namaz straight away, they run away from our house. Without weather, there's nothing to eat now. Why do you sit long and get at least sawab? They say you read, if you're sunnah to read, you get the sawab on Farz. Nafil read sawab on sunnah. You can read the thing here in the masjid, but you know, after Namaz, you see how people run out of the masjid. Then they came out from his prison. Why? If you do not appreciate Allah Ta'ala can't do it. You must learn to appreciate this month of Ramadan. Every small spare time of the sunnah, read your sunnah, you get the sawab on Farz. They say, you know, you only come to know their qiyamah, what will be your position? Who will be? A pauper. Not money, and that time you look for good deeds. So let, as far as possible, anyone of good deeds, let us carry on doing it. Allah Ta'ala wants them to obey us.